Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin with myself, Charlie Perry, and my little friend over here.
Hello. Right, just off topic, there is a singular magpie right behind you and I can't stop looking at it.
Where?
I don't want you to look because it's bad luck. Why are you looking?
No, it's good luck. More in general.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, one's bad luck, two is good luck.
Oh.
Three is a girl, four is a boy. I don't know what happens
God.
After that, but it's one. It's a singular one. That's bad luck.
Oh, Christ. Well,
it's gone now anyway.
Surprisingly enough,
me, that's all right.
This episode is not about magpies. And you will notice that this is an additional episode this week.
Extra content about
Hashtag
birds.
Content. About magpies and how many you need to see. So, yes, this week, Ames and I are not alone.
We are not.
You're not alone.
Stop it. Don't you?
Every week.
Stop it.
So we have got our friend Grace here. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
How
Hello.
Are you having me?
Oh, thanks for coming.
No, yeah, thanks for coming. So, Grace, there is a reason that you're here. You are Grace Day, the beauty editor at Beauty Bay.
That is such a good title. Like it that flows
literally
so
rhymes.
Well.
You could not have a better name for your role.
Oh my God, I've never even thought about that, that it rhymes.
Grace Day, the beauty editor at Beauty Bay.
It sounds like really corny,
it's
but it's great. I love it.
You know what? I didn't even script that. I just said it. I just said it and it was just flowed off the tongue.
Well done.
So, Grace, you are going to join us on a few episodes in the, well, coming weeks, aren't you?
I am, yes. And I'm very excited.
Yeah. So, can you let us know a little bit about what you do at Beauty Bay?
Yep, so I'm the beauty editor. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of the go-to for any content that we write about skincare, makeup, you know, tutorials, that kind of thing. And I also look after all the content at Beauty Bay. So any kind of written word on the website comes from my team.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
I love
so
that.
You're in the know.
Yeah.
Pretty
We need you
more than me and Ames.
Well, I mean, I've spent a long time, like years, reading about the beauty industry, and I've been in the beauty industry in a number of different roles as well. So, yeah, I'm quite immersed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my, way more than us too. I was going to say, you definitely don't prat around as much as we do. 100%.
I mean, you should see us in the office sometimes.
You are at home with us. So we thought we'd just kind of do a bit of an intro with you, talking about your skin type, skin concerns, because obviously Ames and I have different skin types. Mm. And
we're on like the other level of the spectrum.
Yeah, we're completely opposite. So sometimes we find products that really work for one of us and just obviously does not work for the other. So we're going to run through a few little quick fire questions with you. I think a good place to start would be skin type. So what is your skin type and what do you kind of lean towards in terms of like hammering into any skin concerns that you've got?
Okay, so my skin is pretty much combination, like it can go either way. At the moment I've got it quite balanced, but it's also really acne prone. I've had really bad acne in the past, so I'm always like, there's always this little niggle in the back of my mind, like, yes, you have no spots right now, but you know,
they're on
we
the
are
way.
Coming for you.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah, that is my skin type.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's the most stressful. And you look in the mirror, you're like, oh, I've got one tiny little pimple, and then you're like, hang on a sec, because 2 months ago this was way worse.
Yes.
I need to just think back on when it was bad and how it is now.
I'm not like acne prone. I wouldn't say I was acne prone, but like when I look in the mirror, I get like a lot of blemishes, and when I look in the mirror and my skin is,
oh my God, you cry.
That's not what just finishing my sentence. Stop showing off in front of our new friend. I look in the mirror and I'm like, you know what, my skin's actually all right, and I look at it for about 5 minutes because I'm like, in a week and in a few days something's gonna erupt.
Yeah. Honestly,
something's coming.
Amy will sit with those super zoom mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
My mum bought one off Facebook Marketplace.
I hate those. If I go into a hotel and there's one of those mirrors, I have to take it away and hide it because I don't want to see it.
No, Amy sits there with it, with a torch on, just inspecting her skin.
Oh, literally, right. So say this is the mirror. I sit there.
What?
I've got, like, I hold it like this and go like, no, it's like this. And then I'm like that.
Yeah. She just looks at her skin in super zoom, super bright light.
And then I complain that I get spots because I pop literally everything.
No.
I'll see a freckle and I'll be like, oh. I won't really. That's obviously dramatic. I don't do that.
I mean, Amy doesn't realise that the reason why you're here is because she's weird and I'm going to sack her.
Leave me.
So in terms of your brands, like favourite brands, obviously you've worked with or come into contact with a lot of different brands. what are your kind of go-tos, favourite brands, like products you absolutely cannot live without? Because I know that we've got ours. And
okay, I'll try and keep this short and sweet.
No, go no, for no, it.
Please, give us the list. I want to know every. I want to know every detail. Everything.
So I think we've talked about The Ordinary before, but yeah. I just love that brand. I love what they've done for the beauty industry, and they've completely shaken things up. They've got something for everyone, but they don't try and box people into certain skincare, like skin types and stuff. It's like really, you know, you can use this no matter what your skin type and it will have some benefit for you. So I love The Ordinary. I've tried a lot of their products. I think my favourite would be... maybe the AHA BHA peel. Have you tried that?
Oh, is that the red,
one?
Oh
yeah.
My god!
Yeah, it's super cool.
Oh
I
my
love
god!
That.
The first time we used that, did we first try it at the same time?
I think so.
The itch that it makes me feel at first, I'm just like, ugh.
You
and then after
that
like 30 seconds,
yeah, wanting to be like, oh my god, I can't do this anymore.
What's the film that we were like,
American Psycho?
American Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
You look like whatever
you've
his
just
name
stepped
is
off
from.
The set.
Yeah,
from
absolutely
it.
Horrendous, but it is grand.
Yeah.
I mean, my skin feels like a baby's bum after it, though, so
exactly.
I can't really complain.
Yeah.
But
yeah, number one, I'm a fan of that as well. What other brands and products are you a fan of?
So I also love NIOD, which is kind of a sister brand to The Ordinary. Slightly higher price point, a little bit more complex, and the products are kind of, rather than just being single ingredients, are usually a bit more of like a blend. But yeah, everything I've tried from that brand, I've just loved. Like the Flavanone Mud Mask, it just works wonders for my skin when I get like really bad hormonal acne along my jaw. It's the one thing that just takes it down straight away. So
yeah.
Love NIOD. Another favourite of mine is Embryolisse. I don't know if you've heard of that one. So it's kind of like a really iconic French skincare. Like if you go to a French pharmacy, it'll be
everywhere.
And if you read like one of those interviews like with a Parisian woman about her dream skincare routine, and they'll be like, I just wear Embryolisse.
Yeah.
But it is really, really good.
Yeah.
Like it's a moisturiser. It's very light lotion. You can use it as a primer. You can put it on really thick, like a mask. I think pretty much everyone in the Beauty Bay office buys that, like in the big 500 ml tub now, because we
I
all love
it
so much.
And they also have really cute little limited edition designs as well sometimes, don't they, which are adorable.
I've
very
never
Parisian.
Tried it.
I really like it, yeah. I'm pretty sure you've used it a few times when we lived together.
I can't
It's
remember.
I can
completely picture the packaging, because I remember like we put a picture of it up and you were raving about it for ages, but I personally can't remember ever trying it. So.
Yeah.
And it's not expensive, is it? I don't think.
No,
it's
not really. I think it's like £15.
Oh, yeah, that's not
the big one.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain about that. Especially
it's
if it's such like a hero product.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you love a mask.
Oh, I do love a mask.
You can use it as a mask. Yeah.
I'm just going to make some notes. But yeah, with NIOD, I always want to pronounce them Noid.
Oh my god, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Noid.
We've done so many episodes because I'm a massive fan of the low viscosity cleansing ester, the LVCA or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely love it. And we kept on trying to speak about it, and Amy would be like, oh yeah, so I know that you're a fan of the Noid. And I'm like, now we have to restart. Noid. NIOD.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a really sad story?
Go for it.
It was the Black Friday sale. Well, you're going to hear it anyway. It was a Black Friday sale. So I bought loads of stuff for my sister, but also bought for myself. And it was the hyaluronic acid serum. I'm not sure the like correct name for it. Gave her hers and was like, oh my God, I can't wait to use mine. Lost it. I've not ever seen it again.
Yeah, but it's nearly Black Friday again.
I know.
I'm very excited so I can rebuy the... I'm pretty sure it was 70% off.
We went in on that sale.
We went in.
Oh, yeah, they have a really good Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
It was 10 out of 10.
We'll all link up at the end of November. Like, so, what did you get?
Yeah. So, Black Friday sales.
Maybe we should do an ep on that alone, like what to look out for.
Yeah, I think that's
good. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Grace, I'm also interested to know if there are any brands that you are desperate to try that you either haven't been able to get hold of because it's not in the UK, or you've just kind of not got round to yet. No, I've tried everything.
I am a
no,
master.
No, there must be some. Oh, God, I'm having to really rack my brains here. Because I went to America a few weeks ago and I did a bit of a haul of stuff that you can't get here.
Yeah. I did the same. I went and got the Super Goop.
Yes, Super Goop. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Yeah. I think as well, just like in America, you can get higher strengths of things. Like acid.
That's true. Yeah.
So like when I go over there, I'm like, right, benzyl peroxide, different.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's something that we're going to go into with you anyway on episodes kind of down the line, aren't we? In terms of if you know a lot about how to use acids, and you get, well, we get a lot of questions, so yeah. You must get loads.
Yeah.
So we'll do a bit of a debunking sesh on that and go in and kind of answer.
I want to know how to use safe acids. I can't use
safe acids.
Like acids can't, like, for sensitive skin. I don't know if you can.
Just have to use a lower percent.
Yeah. Or like, have you tried mandelic acid?
No.
So that's like lactic acid, but super, super gentle.
Is that in the allies of skin?
Yeah,
the mandelic acid. Yeah, I have, and that was fine.
Yeah,
but anything else, like the peel from The Ordinary, absolutely love it. But I worked out it was kind of giving me like dermatitis along my jaw, and I was like, I can't do it. And like the Glossier toner, I was like, I just can't use them. Mm. So, yeah, as much as our listeners are going to learn from me, I'm literally going to be sat there like, so tell me everything.
Yeah. So, in terms of what we'll be doing, I feel if you kind of listen to this and you have a burning question, then you can drop us a DM on birthday.skin. But your personal Instagram and the Beauty Bee Instagram, you can drop questions there as well,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what is your personal Instagram handle?
It's at thatgracegirl.
Mm-hmm. And Beauty Bee is just beautybeycom, isn't
it? Yeah, beautybeycom.
So we are going to... I mean, the next few episodes are going to be speaking about kind of the brands that you like and the products that you really like and everything that you've tried in terms of... We'll all do it, so across the different skin types that we all have. But then maybe down the line we can do a little... full-on answer questions that have been sent in.
Yeah.
Don't see why we can't go in on that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, in terms of introducing you, I don't think there's much more that I can ask you, Grace, before it gets too boring for everyone.
You've done a pretty swell job.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, cool. Do you have any questions, Ames?
No, I'm just listening. I'm just sat back listening. just
taking it all in.
I just want to know everything.
So make sure that you... listen out to future episodes with Grace, our additional voice on the pod. Mm-hmm. It's actually really helpful that you have a different accent because people have absolutely no idea the difference between me and Ames.
Which I don't get because I'm quite clearly very northern and you're not.
I feel like I'm still fairly northern.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started listening, I have to admit, I was like, wait, who's talking
who's
now?
Who? Who's who? Yeah, and then we uploaded a video on Instagram and someone replied, I was like, oh my God, I've got your voices and your faces the wrong way around. And then I was like...
I can't even picture that. Like, I can't picture what I would look like with your voice coming out of my mouth. When I said northern, I meant, the Lancan Yorkshire divide. Not actual. Yeah. Then I realised, oh wait, you are also from the north. But like, I feel like I'm quite clearly like quite... northern Lancashire, like, or Lancashire, like.
Well, we have a third southern voice on the pod, which
well, I'm
does
not
make...
really southern.
You're not southern?
No.
Are you not? Where are you from?
Oh, it's complicated. I was born in Wales.
Yeah.
Nice.
Then grew up in Shropshire, which is like the Midlands.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I moved down to Oxford for like 3 years and then moved to Manchester and have been here ever since. And my boyfriend's from Wigan. And I feel like I've just picked up this weird...
a mix of everything.
From all the people I've been around.
That's not a bad thing, though. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. You could be from Doncaster.
Or Blackpool. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I think you've had the better experiences out of the two of us with Doncaster and Blackpool.
Oh. I don't know. I get people being like, are you a farmer? Like, what?
No. Actually, I'm a Beauty Bay music editor. I'll have you
Did
know.
Did you not know I'm Grace Day from Beauty Bay?
My God, the rhyming couplet is grand. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Grace. We're super excited to be working with you and Beauty Bay and providing some handy hashtag content for all of our lovely listeners. Mm-hmm. And we will see you very soon.
Cool. See you
Thanks.
Soon.
Goodbye.